Many students stuck in China because of the travel ban imposed due to the coronavirus outbreak are now being asked to defer their studies. The ban on foreigners travelling here from mainland China has been extended for another 7 days, and about 100,000 students are affected. While some of them are being offered online tuition, some institutions are finding that's not a viable option, as Barbara Miller reports.
Australia's universities had been bracing themselves for an extension of the travel ban, and now they're keen to show they have the situation in hand.
Universities have made contact with almost all of the students who remain in China. That's almost 100,000 students. We're extending as many options to them as we possibly can.
Katrina Jackson is the CEO of Universities Australia.
Students can defer without fee if they want to. They can study online while they're in China or a third country to get their studies underway before they get back here. Some universities have moved term dates. The range of options is really substantial, and I do urge any student who hasn't availed themselves of, hasn't opened their email, hasn't heard from the university, universities are reaching out, really keen to talk to students, very, very keen to see you all back as soon as it's safe for you to come back, and are offering a whole lot of options for students to take advantage of while they're either back in China or in a third country.
But there's no guarantee the ban will be lifted after the further 7 days announced yesterday. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly.
We certainly were asked to look at the risk for Australians' health, and we believe that nothing had really changed substantially from our first time that we gave that advice. But we thought for 7 days, by the end of 7 days, we'll have further information and we'll be able to advise accordingly.
Paul Kelly suggested even those students who are hoping to enter Australia after sitting out a 14-day quarantine in a third country could face difficulties as the outbreak progresses.
Many have chosen to go to a third country, and that's a possibility. And as the Minister Tian has said, 14 days outside of China would be fine and people would be able to come. But we are not actively suggesting that students do that because of the changing epidemiology of this disease. They could get stuck.
The uncertainties have led the University of Canberra to announce that it's asking students stuck in China to defer their studies for a semester. The university says a number of factors, including the Chinese firewall, are making it difficult to deliver quality online tuition. Students will have to appear for classes by March the 2nd or be automatically deferred. Molly Wilmot, the president of the National Union of Students, says it's a very tough situation for all those affected.
It's just a lot of uncertainty and a lot of stress, you know, obviously to study, and now that their entire plans for the year have sort of turned upside down. It's not just, you know, the ability to study, it's also just a lot of fears about will they have their house when they get back, will they have their job, how are they going to be accessing their education, and whether it's even worth it at this point.
The World Health Organization says a significant leap within a 24-hour period in the number of cases reported from Hubei province does not mean that the trajectory of the outbreak has changed. Michael Ryan, the executive director of the WHO Health Emergencies Program, says the jump is largely due to doctors in the province now being able to confirm suspected cases on the basis of chest imaging rather than a lab test.
Crucially, we understand that most of these cases relate to a period going back over days and weeks and are retrospectively reported as cases since sometimes back to the beginning of the outbreak itself. So this increase that you've all seen in the last 24 hours is largely in part down to a change in how cases are being diagnosed and reported. So we're not dealing, from what we understand, with a spike in cases of 14,000 on one day.
Dr. Mike Ryan says there's also been no change in the profile of those succumbing to COVID-19 who are predominantly in older age groups.
We're not seeing a significant shift in the pattern of mortality or severity for that matter. This disease is still predominantly severe in those who are over 40, with the higher severity profile that increases actually with each decade after that, and predominantly too that severity is amongst men rather than women, and we haven't seen a significant shift.
The WHO says there's not been a dramatic increase in the number of cases outside China, apart from on the Diamond Princess cruise ship off Japan, where more than 200 people, including Australians, have tested positive for the virus. There's also been no increase in the number of countries, 24, reporting cases. So far, none have been reported in North Korea, a state of affairs being met with some scepticism and increasing worry. In response to a call from the Red Cross to ease sanctions on Pyongyang, the US State Department has said it's deeply concerned about the potential impact of an outbreak in North Korea and is ready to facilitate assistance from US and international aid organizations.
Barbara Miller reporting.